At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
It's the Cat Named Mo Show, perpetrating on mark-ass busters and buster-ass marks, so you don't have to.
Hey, how you doing? Sorry you can't get through. Why don't you leave your name and your number, and I'll get back to you. Hey, how are you doing? Sorry you can't get through. Why don't you leave your name and your number, and I'll
get back to you. All right, we're back. Hanging out with Spanky Brown. He's headlined in Side Splitters. Been about 2 years since he's been through, right?
About 2 years, right?
Yeah. About 2 years. Sunday, I'm going to get out and see the Sunday show with your brother.
Come do some time, man.
Nah, I'm good.
Jerrica, you are invited as well.
Thank you.
Now, let me tell you something. Jerrica, you can't get Jerrica out on a Sunday.
On a Sunday?
You know, you
told. Of course you can.
You said Sunday is you and your boyfriend.
I mean, listen, Sunday is my only day off, so I am. It's a precious day to me.
Absolutely.
So I pick and choose
bring
what
the
I do.
Bring your boyfriend with you. Yeah. If you want to, bring him out there and we laugh.
I'll tell you what. Jerrica works down at the House of Brews right down from the club on Van Dyke and Del Mabry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
She'll be there tonight. You might be able to hang out with you if you want to.
Yep.
So, I would love to go down there.
Tonight,
you there?
Tonight.
Yeah.
I may ride through there tonight.
After you get off, I mean, yeah, just run on up there.
Don't bring Mo.
No, that's going to be too late for me.
I'm not going to be up, man. You know, I'm old and stuff. And it's like
it's too early. It's too early.
About 3 shows on a Saturday. It'd be time for some matlock. Time for some sleep.
I hear you. Let me ask you something. What's wrong with them boys? Spike, don't open that food yet because it's going to drive me nuts.
The Cowboys?
I'll smell it. You gotta wait. I know you're hungry, but it'll distract
you. Man, why
you
bringing it in here, man? I smell it now.
Move it away from Spanky.
Get that food away from me, man. Yeah. Hey, I'm going in today and tomorrow because Monday is no carbs and no sugar. I'm going all the way in. I may eat a damn Buick this weekend. I don't know. But Monday, we're back on the straight.
That food that is in here is from Belmar Saloon. And my boy who was here last week, James Montjoy, brought it in with his partner.
My good friend, Jimmy.
Matt. I remember. Matt, we're going to be talking about the Build-A-Bike program with them in just a minute. So hold on for that. But grab the mic. You can grab the mic, Jimmy. All right. Now, what's going on with them boys?
Okay.
Is Elliot the team?
No.
But it seemed like it.
The problem is, and will be until he dies, Jerry Jones. Now, I started an online.
Jerry Jones is the franchise.
That's the problem. So I started the petition online. You can go and sign it at DieJerryJonesDie.com.
Oh, no.
You don't have that online.
We only need 18 signatures, and we're 17 short. At which time his old ass will drop dead and gone to glory, and we can go on and get back to our winning ways.
What winning ways? Y'all ain't been a winner of a decade.
You know, it's like this. It's the same situation with the Tennessee job. Nobody wants that job because the fan base is kind of nuts. I'm a rational fan.
Right.
Yeah, I see y'all on the Facebook, catch little ragged memes every time. They talk more about my team than they do their own damn team. But I let them hate. So the Cowboys, we need Jerry Jones to die. That's what it is.
But how is it Jerry Jones' fault?
I think it's because the Cowboys are like the old Chinese New Year's. They're the boars. They're like 10 years off.
You know, the thing of it is, Jimmy, is the fact that when you got to be the whole star of everything, he like Trump with a football. He like, you know, he like, he wants to be the GM, the president, the coach, the personnel director.
Right.
But like I said, I've been
he got his hands in too many things, aspects of it.
He need to let some football people. Who look at the people who win the championship. You ever see Kraft on the field? When you see Robert Kraft on the field, what he doing? Picking up a damn trophy. That's what he doing.
Walking off.
Any other time, he in the booth drunk, smoking weed, smoking out, looking at women's shoes and can on. But not Jerry. He with some headsets on in the damn booth. Trying to. So we're not going to do anything. It's like Pete Rose. The day Pete Rose die, the next day, he going to be in the Hall of Fame.
All right.
Watch what I tell you. The next day.
You may be right about that. All right. Let me ask you this then. How important is Elliot? Because you win it when Elliott's on the field.
He's very important. The problem with that is it goes back to Jerry because Jerry kept with the suspension and fighting.
Well, so you saying he should have had him suspended during the preseason?
He should just took it.
Right.
In the beginning, right. He should just took the thing. He was going to try to sue the rest of the league for not doing what he say. Like, Jerry, you jackass.
How you feel about Jerry Jones?
Yeah, he needs to die. That's www.diejerryjonesdie.org.
Spank, I feel you because I'm a Raider fan, and I felt the same way about Al Davis.
Oh, my God. That's the problem. Jerry, 80 years old. He in the bonus rounds.
By the way, I think you had one extra W in your .com.
Let me give it to him straight. www.diejerryjonesdie.com.
All right, now the college team is doing good.
Memphis.
Yeah, Memphis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, those are your boys.
Them Tigers is ridiculous. They scored 70 points a day on somebody.
Wow.
We'll play USF next week, UCF next week.
UCF,
for the
yeah.
championship. That's right.
UCF just had down to the wire with USF? I know it was
down to the wire. Down
best game ever saw in my life last night. USF is the only team to beat us.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So, we owe one of them alphabets. Somebody going to take it in the face next weekend. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, Memphis beat ECU.
ECU. East Carolina.
Carolina. 70-13.
But the problem is this. Everybody after our coach at Memphis.
Yeah.
I heard he can't bring the Florida job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Norvell.
So he doing that good.
And the Tennessee job, which don't nobody want that job because the fan base is delusional.
John Gruden got that job.
Who?
John Gruden got that job.
Well, if they don't get off that mess.
Back. Yeah.
Coming back.
Now, Gruden ain't coming back, Jimmy.
Time we lose
his
a coach.
Kids are old. He started at Tennessee.
Yeah, he did. He had property right outside Knoxville. Right.
But Gruden living that life, man.
Yes.
His life is good.
Yeah, but that life's going to get bigger, man. He's going to be at Neyland Stadium. 200,000 people.
Dude, they already got a statue for him in Knoxville, I promise.
Well, so you think Jimmy Wright, right?
I don't think he wants to coach college ball.
Yeah, why do you want to? Why you going to? Did Harbaugh win the Super Bowl before he went over to Michigan?
No, he went to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Lost.
Okay.
But now he's going back home. He went back home to Michigan.
And that's different, though.
Right. But now he's getting a lifetime contract.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's going to be on the sideline with khaki jeans, Ray-Ban eyeglasses.
Let me tell you something. Tennessee.
Going to look like what was his name from Ohio State?
Woody Hayes.
Woody Hayes.
Bo Schembechler.
Yeah. Woody Hayes, the one that socked that player?
Yeah. From I remember that game. He closed down that game.
That boy got that interception coming down the sideline.
He was 70 years old. And they put his ass out the NCAA for that.
Has there ever been a more wackadoo play than a 70-year-old coach
socking
a player because they intercepted the ball?
Bobby Knight threw a chair on the court.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't think that's half as bad as socking a player.
No. Remember Buddy Ryan?
He was 70 years
old.
It was a pretty good takedown.
That is true. He punched a coach, though.
Yeah.
Buddy punched another coach.
Also the head coach of USF back in the day.
Oh, yeah, but another coach. Okay, that's different. It's not good, but it ain't knocking a player out that's the four times less your age or whatever it is.
What's his name? Woody lost it that day.
That was it?
That was the day it was over for Woody.
You literally watched a man's career end right there.
But he had the best funeral ever.
He did, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Richard Nixon came back to Columbus.
Wait. Tricky Dick came to Columbus.
Tricky Dick came to Columbus for the funeral.
Did the eulogy?
Really?
Yeah, it was a beautiful thing.
I didn't know that.
Man, when Woody, you know how they do that script, Ohio?
Yeah.
That makes me kind of misty. I watched that sometimes. I'm kind of a girl about that. I don't know why, man.
Why?
But I was like, oh, man. Because it depends on who dots the I.
Right.
And you watch the guy with the tuba, the sousaphone, what they call it. Right. And then so one day they had Jack Nicklaus dot the I. Yeah. I cried like a bitch. I was like, oh.
Jack about to die.
Oh, my God. Because Jack was crying.
Oh, maybe y'all can get Jerry Jones to dot the I.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Arkansas. Arkansas.
Arkansas. All right. Now watch Malzahn get that job, because that's where he's from.
Arkansas?
Yeah, Malzahn, if win or lose tonight, he's probably going to Arkansas.
Man, listen, you may be right.
Tennessee is going to suck forever, because that's my team. But the fan base is delusional.
Okay.
They want John Gruden. All right. Why would Gruden want to come to Knoxville?
It makes no sense.
Why do you want to play college?
You gonna give up that? Well, listen.
Think about this. You at the other side of life.
Right.
Your kids are already going off to college and doing their thing.
They at Tennessee. And, I think one of them is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Enjoy the money that you got,
but
man.
You make more money.
But think about this. You think Gruden gonna want to go sit in some kid's living room and try to convince them to come play for him?
No, he don't want to.
This is the biggest thing, though.
He gonna walk into South Georgia and say, you know what? You come to
I'm John Gruden.
Then he got to worry about those sanctions. He got to worry about, you know, the only thing NCAA coming down on sanctions on him.
The thing is, man, college football lasts all year.
Right.
Yes. NFL and what he's doing, he gets some downtime.
Right.
I don't know if he want to be.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think life is too good for Gruden.
Yeah, but you got to get the people like, what's his name at Alabama?
Saban.
You get 900 people on your coaching staff. Yeah, so you spread 900 people out to get
and
jobs.
And parcel them out to do everything.
That's one way to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what he's doing in Alabama.
Spanky, you got some do some plugging for stuff you have and stuff people can find.
Okay, I'll be selling cocaine in about 15 minutes in the parking lot. Over here, MLK, and what's his...
I'm
kidding. Right, I cut it with OxyClean so you can blow bubbles out your face. With
by the way, my girl, y'all
Georgia
talking
Georgia Boys Barbecue.
Hey, man, what I got?
Hold on, wait a minute. Okay. I have to make this correction because y'all was talking about Woody Hayes, and I think my girl got pissed off. She reminded me that Bobby Knight strangled a player in the locker room.
Oh, on the court. I remember that. Yeah. So, Bobby Knight in practice.
He strangled
him. We get the video of him doing that. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Bobby Knight, crazy.
All right.
Man.
All right. Where you at? What you doing?
Hey, man. See what I got. I'm doing. My radio show comes on in
Hold on.
Memphis.
Spike, could you ruffle that bag in the microphone?
Seriously. He said don't touch it.
Hey, I'm about to go to break. Give me 2 minutes, Spike. Spike hungry. Not hungry. Spike hungry. Give me 2 minutes.
I'm talking about Ohio State. I don't care. I'm hungry.
Well, come. Turn the mic.
Bag about to get this
two
work.
2 minutes. Go ahead, Spike.
All right, so Spike and eat. I have a radio show. It's on every morning, 6 to 9, Spanky Brown's show on AM 1380 WLRM in Memphis. You can listen on the TuneIn app or my app, the Spanky Brown app. You can listen on that. And I'm just busy, man.
Busy.
You know, I took a year off, and I came back. I think I'm having fun again. I'm in Jacksonville for 3 weeks.
Okay, you back in it.
I'm back in.
Okay, and SpankyBrown.com.
SpankyBrown.com.
All right. And
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that garbage. I'm trying to – this technology killing me.
Listen,
I just found out that JPEG is not a rapper. I thought it was a rapper like 2 weeks ago. I'll try and get the album. But I heard the JPEG was hot.
You foolish boy. You know you foolish.
Come on out to the show tonight.
Yeah, come on out. 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and 10:15. And then tomorrow at 7, I'm going to be at that show.
You get in with a free toy. You get in with a toy, with an unwrapped toy. You get in for free if you want.
Unwrapped toy.
I'm going to stop at the Hess station on my way up.
There you go.
There you
Do
go.
It right at the Hess station.
There you go. Baby. Don't get nothing from a head shop. Don't bring nothing. Thank you, man.
We'll be back with you. Dude, you're one of the few people I'll do this with.
Because
we boys, and you. But first, you're funny. You crack me up.
Man, I appreciate you, man.
Anytime. Love you back, brother.
Thank you,
we'll be back with Jim Manjo and the Bill and Matt and the Build a Bear Build a Bike Build a Bike program. And Spike gonna eat. Don't go anywhere. It's Cat Name Mo Show.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.